Yo, what's up? It's 11:45 a.m. and I'm just getting up. Not gonna lie, yesterday got away from me. I smoked a lot of pot, smoked a lot of weed, got super high. Not gonna do that today. I wasn't gonna do it yesterday, but then the show I was on got canceled, and the person I was supposed to meet with couldn't meet with me, and I was like, "Oh, there's no nothing keeping me from being high. So let's go for it." And there, that's what I did. Because I won't get high if I got a show tonight. I got a show tonight in Tribeca, some dark horse, whatever. It's on my website if you're around. So I won't smoke weed before that, 'cause I'll be slow. And I don't wanna be slow. I wanna put on best show possible. So that's what's up with me. So there's really not much to talk about from yesterday, except I got high and walked around. Love to like walk around, listen to music, listen to the new LCD sound system, and the perfect day, just like walk in the park, walk around the neighborhood, walk around Lincoln Center. It's pretty enjoyable. All right, I said yesterday, Kevin sent me a Facebook message saying, "Why don't you talk about this weekend? Why don't you talk about stuff that happened 100 years ago?" And I said, "Okay, I'll give it a go. Why not?" And then I was like, and then yesterday, I was like, "Now I gotta find one of these websites." I mean, I know they exist, this day in history websites or whatnot. But Kevin sent me a link to Library Congress Chronicling America, and it was right here, 100 years ago today, is right here, so I can just, but it's the new, well, let me look at the, it's like scanned newspapers, but I don't need to really read the whole thing. So let's see, this is the New York Tribune from September 9th, 1917, 100 years ago. Seems like just yesterday it was 1917. Russians halt, retreat, repel German fleet. Slav forces entrenching Berlin announcement amidst. Some war stuff. It looks like it's all gonna be war stuff. Sweden linked with Berlin and plot against Argentina. Who knew the Swedes were so sneaky? I didn't know they were up to any funny business. I thought they just chilled out up there. You know, I thought they were just they were one of those countries that didn't fuck with nobody. They're like, it's cold. We're very white and blonde. We have beautiful women. We don't have a whole lot of shit to do. We export our gummy fish, and we don't really. But no, they were plotting against Argentina with the Germans. Let's try another paper. Let me see here. Let's try the New York Sun from 100 years ago. U.S. searched to find IWW bomb factory. I don't know. This is a problem. You don't have any context. So you're like, I don't know what's going on the day before. Riga's fall brings wars and nearer, says Kaiser. Tells 8th Army Germany is assured of food by, I don't know, present harvest and predicts ultimate victory. It's a lot. I mean, it's all war stuff. I mean, of course, if you're in a world war, you know, these Sweden unmasked, shown as Germany's secret aid in sinking unarmed ships. Sweden. I mean, if we were in a world war, that'd be the front pages of all our fucking papers. You know, so it's instead of Trump. Oh, God. I mean, we might be in a world war with Trump. That will be... We're at war. And that guy's leading the fucking... No, Jesus Christ. So... I gotta say, I'm not really digging on this, looking at newspapers from 100 years ago, to be quite honest. You know what, Kevin? It's my fault. I gotta look ahead, find the stories, and then talk about them. So give it another try tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll try again, but I might get up. Look at the website a little bit more and find some stories that I'm like, oh, look at this. Look, this is interesting. Or you know, do a little advanced research. I'll give it one more try tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be a regular thing. Maybe on the weekend. Maybe once a week or something. I don't know. That might be... Or when I feel like doing it. It might be a reoccurring... thing, segment. That's the word I was searching for. Segment. That's what happened. I smoked weed all day. I'm just a little foggy waking up. So I don't know. I think we're good for today. I know this is short, but it is Saturday. I have an excuse, of course, for every time I go short. But it's nice out. I need to run. I need to sweat out all the toxins in my body. I need to feed these cats. Come down to Tribeca tonight to the Dark Horse, wherever. Just go to my website and go to my calendar. If you're in New York City, come on by. I don't know what it costs. All right, fuckers. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.